question from Sri Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu. In your lecture titled Realization Comes by Moving Up and Down the Ladder of Abstraction, Purva Song Analysis, you said that the Purva section is left in between in the 9th canto and then continued in 11th canto. Is there any specific reason for this? Answer. As far as I have checked, the Acharya's commentaries don't give any explicit reason. But at the start of the 11.26, the Aila Gita, Vishnachakra Thakur mentions that he just gives a very brief summary of the story, and then he says for further details one can refer to 9.14. So there is a clear awareness, there is a link between the two stories. Now, if we look at the context, we can make some inferences. In the 9th canto, basically Shukdev Goswami is narrating the various dynasties that preceded the appearance of Lord Krishna. So, in the process of this narration, he has described about Ambarish Maharaj and then Sagara and Lord Ram, and now he describes Pururava, and after that he will describe Yayati. So if you look at the internal structure of the Bhagavatam, basically the various ruling kings on the earth during the time of Vaivaswat Manu, basically the first 7 cantos are describing the period of Swayambhu Manu. Then, Swayambhu Manu's austerity is described in 7.8.1. And then very rapidly, the subsequent Manus are described. And then, eventually he comes to Vaivaswat Manu. And then, within that Vaivaswat Manu's time, he will give an elaborate description of Krishna's pastimes in the 10th canto. And also, to some extent, the 11th canto. So now, the focus in this narration is largely on the earth, not exclusively, not entirely, but largely on the earth. So it is described at the end of the 9th chapter, at the 9th canto, the relevant chapter, that's 14th chapter of the Pururava pastime, that Pururava first met Urvashi and then he had him as his wife on earth, then she left him and went away. Then he saw her at Kurukshetra. Then he got her association for one day, and then he was lamenting. Then she said that you pray to the Gandharvas, you worship the Gandharvas, and the Gandharvas gave him a facsimile, an Agnisthali. Not being satisfied, then he beseeched the Supreme Lord. And then the 9th chapter concludes by describing that he went to Gandharva Loka by the worship of the Supreme Lord. And then in the 11th chapter, 11.26, Aila Gita is actually told by Lord Krishna as a part of his discourse, Uddhava Gita to Uddhava. And the central message of the Uddhava Gita is detachment, renunciation and devotion. So in that context, Krishna is telling various incidents from various parts of the universe. He tells the story of Pingala, he tells the story of the Avanti Brahmana, and he tells primarily not their story in detail. Actually, in the Pingala story, if you see, there is no story practically. She was a prostitute and one day nobody came and then she got some realizations. And those realizations are spoken. Similarly, the Avanti Brahmana, there is a little bit more story. Whereas in Pururava, there is no story. The focus is realizations. So, because Aila, who is also known as, who is another name, which is another name for Pururava, because Aila is also a person who got extraordinary realizations. So there is no narrative of the story over there in general, unless it is necessary for understanding the message that is to be given. So that's why we can understand that the 11th canto, there is no mention of the story when Krishna is recalling it, because Pururava Aila is a well-known king and Krishna wants to focus on the message of renunciation. And in the case of the ninth canto narration, actually the focus is primarily on the kings who have been there on the earth, or kings who have been in that dynasty, and how they ruled the earth. So now, in a sense, when Pururava gets transferred to the Gandharva Loka, because his focus is no longer, his activities are no longer focused on the earth. So that's why we can say that Shukadeva Goswami doesn't describe that further. If we look at overall the ninth canto, there are not too many detailed stories in the ninth canto. There is the Ambarish Maharaj story, Shaubari's too many story, and a few other stories. But it doesn't go too much into details, like say, there's the details in the seventh canto, Narasimhadev story, or what will come in the tenth canto. So, because the ninth canto narration is more focused on the on a brief description of the various kings who are preceding Krishna in the dynastic reign on the earth, so that focus is what is maintained, and that's why what those kings did on another loka is not mentioned over here. Now, another reason that we could infer is that Adacharya has explained that the Ramayana section in the ninth canto or in the Bhagavatam in general is very small, because Shukadeva Goswami was very eager to come to the descriptions of Lord Krishna, and he knew that Parikshit Maharaj had a special connection with Krishna because Krishna had come to protect him in his womb, and also that Krishna was very dear to his grandfather Arjuna. So that's why he keeps the description of Lord Krishna's, Lord Ram's pastimes brief. And he tells that it is better for you to hear about these pastimes from Markandeya Rishi. Now, Shukadeva Goswami knows that Parikshit Maharaj is on the deathbed, and he's not going to have any further opportunity to hear. But he is also, by this statement, acknowledging the authority of Markandeya Rishi as the authoritative speaker on the Ramayana. And actually we have the Anu Ramayana, Laghu Ramayana, whatever it, you can call it, in the Mahabharata, in the Vanaparva, where Markandeya Rishi comes and describes the Ramayana in brief to Yudhishthira Maharaj. So, just as the Ramayana is kept succinct in the Bhagavatam, in order to quickly approach the pastimes of Krishna in the 10th canto, similarly, the other pastimes are also kept brief. So, for these two reasons, the earth-centric focus of the narration and the desire to quickly approach Krishna's pastimes, we can say that the realizations are not talked about over here. Whereas just the narration of the event is talked about. And later on, because Krishna wants to infuse a sense of detachment and devotion in Uddhava, so Krishna recollects various pastimes and that which convey that realization. And as a part of that, he uses the Pururava's realizations also. Thank you.